I wanted to see these things before your coming.
But you didn't get
there. But no time. Very scarcity of time.
Doesn't matter. It is already inside of you.
Any question? No?
No, I just want to hear you explain more.
You have? Any question? Yes, Harish says.
I want more explanation.
What about you? Any question? Everything is so easy for you. And he is
explain.
Lectual gent.
When I said you're an intellectual gent.
He's talking.
Then you should go. What thing?
Where was the place we left? Off.
For some time, after the revelation.
You had explained Yajvishchaya. You had already explained. Maybe here. Yajvishchaya, Atipagena, Yajvishchaya. Did he explain Atipagena? I think so. Yeah.
Yes, explained all of
you.
I think in speaking, Maharaj explained almost the entire first chapter.
Really?
Something.
Maybe something more.
I have a question. Nor is bhakti dependent even upon faith. Sakada api parigitam shodhaya kulaya bhak. And then it explains that the name of Krishna chanted even once, either with faith or without faith, can deliver any man. But still, to say that faith is not necessary seems a very surprising. Even though one verse is given that the Hare Krishna mantra is so great, even without faith, it gets benefit. But don't you need faith for bhakti? Isn't great faith needed? But here it says, not needed. But not dependent on faith.
Sakri rapti parigitam tadaya halayava.
Don't we need faith in guru and faith in kshatri?
We have not yet discussed these things.
No.
It will come. Here, Dan Brakham Sadhaka, it has been finished. After that, he is giving some slopes, reference. Sriyas Sittin Bhakti Nidhishyate Vibho and Kuvartha Apta Bhajatan Sadharmatha. फुरई रहे भूमन बहु अपि योगिना इत्यादि ना ज्ञान कर्म योगिना प्रति सफल सिद्धे Here he is telling that ko artha bhajatam ko artha bhajatam sadharmata bai sadachar aur bai shubha karma you may have bhakti if any mantav purvapaksha purvapakshi no
question
and
answer
anyone questions there let tapakarma and sadachar give bhakti without sadachar and satakarma ये मिनट है भक्ति यह विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर इज कोटिंग दिस श्लोक फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम दैट सदाचार एंड बाय शुद्ध कर्म आर सतकर्म भक्ति कैन नॉट कम को अर्थ को वा अर्थ आप तो भजतां स्वधर्मता is telling that if a man has prarambha karna started to do hari bhakti but he has not left his bad work asadachar he is yet doing some asadachar and not shubha karma or shubha karma he may do it but he is trying to do ananya bhajan also he is telling that if a man living swadharma swadharma means service of father and mother
occupational duty
prescribed
duty
vanasam dharma if a man living all these things he has started to do bhajan of Krishna and in the midway he falls down no harm again he will after that then anyhow he will get any scope and he will start from there that patan falling down will not disturb him for some time it will cover but after some time after bhogna the karma phal will again start bhakti but if a man living hari bhajan doing satkarma sadachar and varnasam dharma very successfully he is following what is gain against nothing because he will have some bhog
enjoyment
after that again he will fall forever so there is nothing to gain in this so if a man falls if he is sakam yet no harm God will fulfill his
point
and again he will give bhakti after that he falls down he will fall down but yet Krishna will take his hand and he will again engaged in his service. So we should only fear from aparadha anartha. These are a kind of anartha. But here this cannot give adhikar to bhakti, these things. So we should respect a man who is yet fallen but doing bhakti, not a man who is so pure to his varnashram dharma.
We see examples of this in this country sometimes. Some devotees, even they're fallen, but they're still doing bhakti. Bhakti.
Then they should be respected. But very carefully, not interjection,
not intimate
association. We should not do ninda or anything like that. But we should not praise also. If he comes, come on. Kinta not from heart, not association. Sadachar sampanna, aikantik bhakta, they should be associated. And especially those who are more qualified than us. He is telling that also. Anything?
No.
For having Krishna prema or doing bhakti, someone thinks that we should take help of jnana, yoga, karma or anything. But this thing is not good. Only bhakti can be good. No help from all these things. Sometimes we see that we should do some yoga for our body.
For health.
For health.
For good health.
We should do some yoga. These are yoga. But I think in for Braj Bhakti, these are particular. Wrestling and all these things, that Bhakleta, it covers Gopi Bhav, especially Gopi Bhav. And Paurus Bhav comes. Paurus man.
Male
for
ego.
So we should not take off.
We should discuss this point further. Because so many of us are doing this exercise.
Otherwise, we cannot digest food. We are sleeping all the time. We are tired.
Yesterday he saw Ayurvedic doctor who said, get more exercise. Is there Vaishnava exercise that is not particular?
We should wrestle with some altar samaj. No, this is also fun.
Dancing in kirtan.
Dancing in kirtan. And doing parishram for all this seva, it will do.
Parishram?
Labor.
Most of our labor is taking pen and moving.
All day long. We are simply sitting and talking or writing
and thinking.
We have no opportunity for any exercise.
Except for Hanuman.
In kirtan? You should do kirtan shortly. Both Papaji will be so.
Supposing when we do these exercises, we are playing some tape recording of Krishna Katha, then our consciousness is hearing the recording, but the body is doing the exercise, but the mind is thinking of the tape recording. Is it still practical?
I mean, I'm telling of yoga, especially yoga.
Asana pranayama.
Asana pranayama, all of these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done bhakti cult so easy that we can do everything. In dancing and doing this seva, to go Govardhan, to come to do parikrama, the law. We should try to save our inner power anywhere, anyhow. And if there is no bhav, then God, what you are doing? Doing bhakti also and all these things also. But a special bhav has come in our heart. And that things are, which are opposite, we should try to meet all these. You will think it. You will think it. If a is a, any man in Gopi Bhav, he is doing, he should not do anything that his Purush Bhav will come. By Danda Kasarat wise, Purush Bhav can come.
By Danda.
Something like
then there is
exercise.
What Gopis has done, dances Krishna and all activities, we can follow. And if you think to be Sakha, you can wrestle, you can do all these things. It is true. Good for you. And we should follow everything of that person to whom you have agreed. That is anukul. And those who have not gone up to this stage, they can do everything. For body also, for mind also, for everything.
But what if we haven't come to that stage, but we want to come to that stage, then stop?
We have to consider from the very beginning.
Where we are at. You have to consider where you, with your actual state, and not imitate.
We should go to a real position. Not imitation. But to follow from beginning, it is good from beginning.
So much of our work, not only exercise, develops Purusha Bhav. We are managing, we have to say, you must do this immediately. Or most of our life is like that.
No, you are doing for Guru Seva. If it is actually Guru Seva, all will help you. And you should wait for that time when actually this will come.
No.
He is also telling that Jatkan Jijap Tapta Jnan Bhagavad Chajap. What he gets from Jagya, Jag, Brat, Tapasya, Jnan, Vairagya, Jog, Tapasya. Only by bhakti doing, you will have all these things. If a man has started bhakti, then he is requiring shastra jnana. Reading so many books and some qualities is being effort for gaining some qualities is goodness material. Understanding?
Yes. But study of shastra
is good.
Is good. It increases the
increases that. But to increase bhakti, this idea is not there. And the for our name and fame, and that I am so much learned person, we are doing all this, then it is bhakti virodhi. We should do sramanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhan, dasya, sakhatam, all these things. So red book is also Sraman. It comes. When we chant Harinam, mind goes everywhere, either and either. It may go. But when we are immersed in reading books, who has come, not come, nothing. So it is a good kind of bhakti.
It is easier to pay attention by reading than by chanting.
And if it is of Srimad Bhagavatam and of 10th canto, especially Sakha, Sakhi, Sambandhi, then it is so good. By remembering, men can go hither and thither. By chanting also it is good. But not in reading, whole energy should be given there. So mind does not go here and there. In bhakti, he is telling that for yoga, jagya, tapasya, brat, home, sadhya, sanjam, desh, kal and patra. Desh, kal and patra?
Time, place
and
circumstances.
This should be very pavitra.
Pure.
If these three are not pure, they will not give any fruit. But for bhakti, no need. When you are reading bhakti, whether it is madha or any bad nakshatra, shouldn't be. When you are giving name and diksha, or taking, no, this time should be considered. Then Harinam is given or Harinam is taken, that time is good. Whether it may be Nabha, Agha, or anything. Saraspasa.
It might even be in the evening.
Evening, morning, any.
Pradiksha also.
But those who are had not this quality to think these things, they should be given in proper time. So increase their sabdha only. But Harinam and Diksha, mantra, does not need all this.
I remember our Guru Maharaj was giving sannyas to someone, and this person was very keen to get sannyas. So he told me, make a big arrangement so he thinks that something has happened.
Otherwise, nothing is needed, only that mantra should is needed. And at any time, it can be given. Gopal mantra has no time and space and all these things. It is Siddha mantra. But yet, in the condition of sadhak, Guru gives it, thinking all these things, that he may not feel anything. I have heard that Prabhupada has given anyone in evening Diksha mantra. No fire, jagya and nothing. And that is Diksha. Only Gopal mantra he gave. But now, oh, Guru, you have not given your Guru mantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Ishwar Puripad, not any mantra. Only Gopal mantra. And that Gopal mantra only Gopi Jana Vallabhaya, not all these things, full mantra. Because it is Siddha mantra. No fire, nothing, jagya, nothing was done. But we need all these things. These are like a karma, but yet Vaishnava has recommended them. Vaishnava Jagya, Vaishnava Home, Vaishnava Shraddha, and they do it only
for the Shraddha of the
Bhakti. They don't require any Bhakti. Then the mother of Narada Rishi was dead, and he left that dead body there. Went away.
No Shraddha ceremony.
No, nothing, nothing. That. Sab kushal? He is telling, na desa niyamas tatra, na kala niyamas tatha, na uchit adai nisidho, asti harir namani lubdhaka. Lubdhak means don't care. Lubdhak. Lubdhak means bahelia. Bahelia means
hunter.
Oh, hunter.
Deer.
Hunter. Murgari. Like that. Murgari. Mm. Murgari. Nam Sankirtan is Bhakti Angar Anusthane. When a person is doing her Nam Sankirtan, Deshe Niyam Nai. The Niyam part place.
Limitation of place.
The
rule.
The rule. Pavitrata. Rule and regulation. For place or time, no Niyam at all. And in Harinam, Uchhishta Avasthaya, you are eating something and you cannot do Sankirtan. It is not there. You can do. Khaite suite japa tatha namle desh kal niyam nahi sarva siddhi hai.
What about when we are doing the yajna?
Yajna.
Yeah, when you do the yajna.
There it will be. Because it is karma. Like karma. So there.
When you're doing seva of the murti seva, you cannot eat.
No, here he is telling about nam sankirtan. In seva we should. All these things. But I think any seva, if bhava-bhakti is there, he can do anything. He is taking something himself and he can give to Krishna, like Yashoda. Sanatana Goswami once. Sanatana Goswami came to Mathura and saw that a widow was serving his two boys. One was Madan Gopal himself, and other was his son. They were playing together, and so many plays they were playing. One day Sanatana Goswami came and saw that they were playing Gulli Danda. Gulli Danda, you know? A stick.
Yes.
That thing. Krishna was defeated by that boy. At first, Krishna wound, and that boy was defeated. Krishna told that you should sit, I will sit on your. He did so, he went so
some distance.
And when Krishna is defeated, then boy told that you should sit, I will sit on your soldier. Krishna at once fled away. And he entered in temple. And the boy followed with that stick. That is, you are not giving my
reward.
And you are flying. I will catch hold of you, I will beat you. So he followed up to Mandir. But that priest was there and he prohibited that boy. Oh, don't come here. Then he told from there that I will see tomorrow. Nathan Goswami was amazing. How this is. Next day he came again to see them playing. He saw that the two boys were waiting and they were wanting something to take, eat. And mother was cooking khichdi. He was washing her mouth by a stick. Cartoon, that one.
And she was cooking it.
And cooking and by something. By this here and Sanatana Goswami told that, are you are Brahmin lady? Have you taken snan? No, I have not done. So without taking bath and by this your all things are coming in this and you are doing and this will give to the two boys. Oh, it should not be done. And I told that at first I did not know. Now I will obey you. Second day he again came and saw that both boys were waiting. And lady has gone to take bath. And after that she came, washed all the pots and she brought good clear water, pavitra water. And then began to cook khichdi from kalchi. Kalchi, you know? Kalchi means spoon, chammach. And it was too late. And the boys are waiting. Sanatana Goswami saw that Swami Brahma Krishna wanting to take her Uchishta. So, I have done mistake. He is waiting to take his Uchishta. Uchishta means
manikya.
Remnant. Remnant. So, he should do what she wants. Then he begged pardon and told that you should not take bath, you should not be pure. What you want, you should do and serve this world. So in bhakti, Uchishta and all these things, but that person should be, the sadhak should be in upper level.
Where is that from, that narration about Sanatana Goswami? Is it from some scripture?
Bhakti Ratnakar. Around so many places. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told, khaite suite jatha tatha naam le, desh kaal niyam nahi sarva siddhi hai. If you are taking something and your Gurudev has called you, oh come at once, what will you do?
Drop everything and go.
Even I will not wash my hands. I first see that what is his order, and then I will wash my hand, and if something order is to carry at once in this same
condition,
I will do it.
We were on the train with our Guru Maharaj. So we were all eating. So he said, give me some more of this. So their hands, they were eating. He said, don't, just give it to me. Don't worry about it. So he said, just give it. Don't wash it. Serve me. Like that.
In connection of Krishna also, as Guru Vaishnava.
You told that your Guru Maharaj did not take bath for so many days. Krishna was accepting everything.
You used to tell that I don't want to lose my time in bathing and all these things. So at least 1 hour it will take, this time will take. Why should I lose? For this cloth, then it will be maila. That is after 2, 3, 4 days. 5 days. No harm.
And bath only once in a long time.
One month,
once in a month.
On Kalina. All the same. See, you should tell that his soul path also used to do that. He used to take one ghoti of water. Ghoti? Ghoti, you know?
Pot,
little pot. And after serving all these things, he used to serve the water from here, but all water outside. So very little water used to come here.
Why did he do that?
Mahapurush. You cannot ask from Dattatreya and all others. Why? They are not in this body, physical body, always thinking and thinking. Imitate all this. In any mantra, उच्चारण करना अटरिंग एनी कर्मीय मंत्र अवर jnana karma yoga ityadi, the fruit will be upset. Indra satro. Indra satro. Upset. Understanding?
Yes.
Indra, that Brahmin Rishi wanted to take revenge from Indra. So he was doing something, tantric upachar. Tantric upachar, you know? Tantric upachar. So that Indra should be killed. And so he was japing, mean?
Chanting.
Not chanting.
Uttering
in mind some mantra. Indra Satro Vivardhaswa. Indra, mane, the Satru of Indra should come and kill him. But by chance, it was uttered wrongly. Indra Satru. Indra Satru Vivardhaswa. He pressed on Satru. Indra will be Satru of my son. The meaning came. And at last that was done. He got a son and that was killed by Indra. The son could not
kill Indra.
So in karma, yajna, living bhakti, anything we upset, but in bhakti, king Krishnaya, Govindau Namaha, nothing will be hard. Bhav will be there and Krishna will take it. But by knowing all these things, I will do like this, then everything will be. If a man is telling Krishna, Krishna way, only he is telling Krishna, no heart. His bhava should be there.
Sometimes we hear devotee. I have seen sometimes, especially in China, I sit and I listen to some devotees, and they may not be chanting the Maha Mantra always perfectly.
No harm. God knows, Krishna knows everything.
You say the Chinese can't even say?
Yeah, they have difficulties.
I've seen a lady, we were trying her to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And she was so much eager, waiting for so many years. But we tried hard, but she could not utter all at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare. I told that everything you will have, you should do.
Was she an uneducated lady? But very eager.
Very eager. And always doing with mala. Always. And such very, very with sabda. Something in everything.
One of our, when Guru Maharaj gave us the Gayatri first time, one of our god brothers, very sincere devotee named Jayananda, so he could not get the correct pronunciation. So he went with me and we went to Guru Maharaj. So he said, I cannot get this correctly. So Guru Maharaj said, you say it, let me hear. So he tried to say it, but it was so wrong that Guru Maharaj started to laugh. Guru Maharaj said, it is hopeless. He said, you don't worry. He said, Krishna will accept it. Krishna is accepting your feeling. Never mind. But he was laughing.
When a bhavana is there, then Krishna takes everything.
In Bhakti Samhita Sindhu, one of the angas is mentioned as namjap. So I think the commentaries mention Krim Krishnaya Namah, as the actual, as the mantra. So we don't chant that mantra, we chant Maha Mantra.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers have done, we should do. What our Guru has given, only his instructions should be followed.
পরিগীতম
শ্রদ্ধা হেলে আবা হি ওয়াজ আস্কিং ইফ দেয়ার ইজ নো অপরাধ দেয়ার দেন উইদাউট শ্রদ্ধা আর এনিথিং কৃষ্ণ নেম উইল catch Shuddha. Bhrigu Varanar Matram Tare to Krishna.